Good morning. Well, it was a quiet night for global markets, with the US and Canadian markets both closed for public holidays. So when that happens, you tend to see the attention shifting to the European markets. Didn't move too much, but still managed to edge a little higher, with shares in the UK, in France and in Germany lifting on average by around a third of 1%. We did see the markets in Spain doing a bit better than that, lifting 0.6%, and the Italian market was the standout, lifting by approximately 1%. So they seem to be helped by news that China has launched some fresh stimulus measures to help support its economy, of course, in the face of the coronavirus, which has had an impact on things like commodity prices. It's closed certain factories down for a time, and also some construction sites as well. So that news seemed to lift iron ore prices up by about 2% in the past day. China accounts for around 65% of all imports of iron ore globally. BHP and Rio also managed to jump up by as much as 1% last night, and the improvements were quite widespread across the European markets, with the Stoxx 600, which is a measure of how the European markets are doing, 600 largest stocks across the European region, 360 of the 600 actually managed to improve. The utilities stood out, lifting on average by about 1.6%, while healthcare and technology companies in Europe were the worst performers. Other commodities were generally higher. We had oil up slightly, but gold was one of the losers, dipping slightly on the improved confidence in the Aussie dollar 67.1 US.